tell me, what year were you born?
August 1894.
August 18th, 1894.
Yeah.
And where were you born?
I was born in Washita County on the farm.
And your parents?
Huh?
What were your parents' names?
My parents?
Yeah.
My dad was Paul, and my mother was Augusta.
Paul and Augusta Rick.
Yeah.
Now, did you ever marry?
No.
You did
never
not?
Never was married.
You never were married?
No, I was the only girl at home. I wasn't married.
Uh-huh. So, what have you done all your life then? Tell me a little bit about your early days.
Well, first, you see, 1906. Now, we lived here first in Washita County when I was 2 years old. Then my folk moved to north to Red Lake Falls.
Mm-hmm.
And there I think we lived there 8 years. And there were three of them born up there.
Mm-hmm.
But here it was three of them born here before they moved over there.
Mm-hmm.
Now there was four of them. One of them died down there, infant. And then they come back to Washita 8 years after. Where was my brother? Yeah, he was born in Red Lake Falls too.
Mm-hmm.
That was the three youngest ones. But they're all gone.
Are nobody, you're the only one of the family left?
No, I'm the only one that lived.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. There's three oldest sister and brother. Well, there's two sister and one brother older. And two sister and one brother younger.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all gone.
Mm-hmm. Now,
just me.
Did you stay home and work on the farm all the time?
I didn't hardly work on the farm. No.
You didn't?
We live on the farm here. Yeah, we live on the farm there too.
Are you?
But I didn't work there.
I see.
So then we moved to town. Now I think my dad rented the farm. He built up a new farm in Red Lake Falls. First, we lived in a log house.
You remember that?
Yes, that was out to Red Lake Falls. And then my dad had a nice, beautiful, what was it?
Cane.
We lived in a log house. I mean, yeah. And then my dad built up a new, beautiful home. I don't see why we couldn't stay there. It was just a beautiful new home. And then we rented it out and we lived there in town. Old home.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't a new home. And after it, he sold everything, moved back to Washita, because Washita is his home place. Said if he died, he'd like to be back to Washita.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't buried here in Woodward, but he was buried in Otiskut, close to Otiskut.
Uh-huh.
Cemetery. Both of them are buried there. And both of my grandpa and grandma. And here in this cemetery, my oldest brother, he never was married either. He mm-hmm. lived with us for a while, long time. When he died, he was buried here in Woodville.
Oh, yeah.
That was our life. He said to me already, if you want to look for a place where it could be buried, I didn't feel like doing that.
No.
I felt kind of
mm-hmm.
leave him go right away. But then, when he died, we looked for it anyway. So we found a lot for him. And then my younger sister was buried there. And for me, too, that was us three.
Uh-huh.
But my sister got married and lived in Faribault. And after he died, she come and lived with me. And then she died on me again.
Oh, yeah.
And I was alone. Then they didn't let me stay here alone at the home.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you can't stay alone unless you have somebody with you.
Mm-hmm.
So they put me back here. I didn't want to go back.
You'd rather be at your own home.
We were both in the hospital, and then they said, we should both go here. No, I said, I don't want to go here. I want to go back to my home.
Sure.
My sister said, too, but she didn't stay alive.
Mm-hmm.
So she left me. And then my sister was living in California. Well, she died after it, too. They all went by and by.
Mm-hmm. Well, Augusta, what did you do for a living all your life?
Well, first, I went and helped people, you know, and kind of earned a little bit
mm-hmm.
to eat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My mother couldn't keep the children home all the time
no.
for nothing, so I went with some family and then do some work for them to eat there.
Sure.
And then afterwards, well, I didn't go much to the town school. I went to Wilton. My grandmother was living in Wilton.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed with her and made my home with her.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to school there in Wilton.
At Wilton.
In Wilton, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For my grandma's house. So I don't know. Just went 1 year. So finally I went back home again. What did I do? I think I went and worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Do like housekeeping.
Do housework.
Or cleaning house. Like that I did.
Yes.
And after that I did a bigger job when I was old enough. I worked in a candy factory too.
Oh yes.
I don't know for how many years, 10 years I did.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was retired, I was old enough.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to quit.
Well, I bet you didn't.
But then I get paid from Social Security,
mm-hmm,
though.
Sure.
That's where I made my living, though, afterward.
Well, you worked enough years, didn't you?
I used to do some washing for people. Made money out of that, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I did my sister. I don't know, she did some working for a family, go every morning and do some housework for them.
Mm-hmm.
So she left me alone, so I stayed alone now. They wouldn't leave me alone. I said, why not? I said, I got everything handy in the house. My sister had everything built up over.
Mm-hmm.
So it was everything handy. But they wouldn't let me stay alone. He said, I thought. I know why. My neighbor lady was here. Sometime I do. It's just been the shelf just fall over.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's better you're here. They take better care of you.
But here I don't get it, so. And I did get it at home. I don't know why. It was on my nerves.
Sure.
Something, when they talk to me, something like that is on my nerve, I fall right over.
Oh, sure. Well, you've had a good long life, Augusta, huh?
Oh, yes, I did. Without getting married and work for myself all the time.
Now, what church did you go to?
Huh?
What church did you go to?
St. John's Lutheran.
St. John's Lutheran's here in town.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you, what year were you born again?
What?
What year were you born again? I forgot.
1894.
1894. 6 and 78. You're 94 years old then. You'll be 94 years old.
You think I am? I thought I was 94.
Oh, what did you say? You were born in
1894.
All right, 1894. This is 78. Oh no, you're
I was 84.
84, yeah, 84.
That's why I said 94.
Yeah, I didn't think, well, that's getting up there, 84. That's good old.
I told myself, I ain't that old.
No. Now, is this where you sleep right here?
Huh?
Is this your bed right here?
Yeah, right here. This corner where the light.
Then I was wondering who the picture is up there, the man and lady. Up there.
On the wall?
Yeah, you got a picture on the board there of a man and a lady.
A man and a lady?
Yeah.
Yes, somebody told me that too. Who that could be, I thought maybe it was my cousin and his daughter, I think.
I see.
Does he look something like me?
Well, he isn't as good looking as you are. I say he isn't as good looking as you are.
He isn't?
No, yes.
He is as old as I am, if it is him.
I don't know who that is.
He was born the day after I.
Mm-hmm. Well, Augusta, this has been so nice of you, and I'll this tape will go into the Historical Society. And
yeah.
Sometime later. Now I'll let you hear how you sound a little bit. Would you like?
Sure.